Hello and welcome to the Heed Army Podcast Live. It is, as in the name, it is 100% live, and we want your messages to come throughout the show. We're joined by Connor Panny today, and we're looking forward to talking to him, an exciting young prospect that's come through the academy at Gateshead. I'm joined by Mickey as well. He's just off getting a cup of coffee. So while we're waiting for him to come back, why not let's have a little look at the montage of what some of the things that happened on and off the pitch in the Asherton game on Tuesday. Whoop. Yes, well, that was a few clips from behind the scenes on Tuesday, the Asherton game. We'll be talking about that as well as Connor Panny has joined us. Three games cancelled in a week as well. Bit of a kick in the teeth. Starting to wonder if the Asherton game would even happen as well. But say the club put out the stream for free, and there was quite big numbers watching. So big thank you to everyone that watched that. And well, Mickey, you got to watch a bit of the game. What were your thoughts and impressions on that one?
I was impressed. Once I got the first goal, I thought I just took over. When I seen Scott Asherton, and I'm not belittling Asherton in any way, I thought it would be comfortable, and it proved to be. I didn't think it'd be as comfortable as it actually ran out, but
yeah, it was credit to the lads, because and obviously the coaching team and they set the players out to play high intensity. They got something out of that game. Yes, they got 9 goals, but they kept working every minute of that game. It wasn't the toughest of opposition, but they gave a good account of themselves, Asherton. But we really just kept at it and kept the intensity up and really got a good workout out of that game.
Fitness told massively, didn't it?
Also, I've got two things to say as well. Sorry to Asherton fans, because I did say Asherton Town, I think, 3 times during the commentary for some reason in my mind. We didn't have the team sheet as well, so we just happened to go numbers for the Asherton players. So apologies about that. And also as well, a big well done to the Asherton goalkeeper, because he kept it at 9. It could have easily been about 10. It could have been 10, 20, I mean.
Been 14 or 15, easy.
Definitely. So, a big shout out to him. He did fantastic. We've got lots of messages coming in. We want you to do the same. Mason Ford, he's put, evening, gents. Hope you're well. We certainly are. Gordon, evening, lads. How are you doing? I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Mickey?
Fine. Thank you very much for asking, everyone.
We've got some more going here. We've got evening, lads. Yes. Hello there, David Tron. Evening, lads. How's you? Great result against Ashton. It certainly was. And Charles Waffer, you might have seen in the opening titles there on the montage, giving his little lens a bit of a flash to Jack McGragan. In touchline. So they were comparing Jack their.
I think Charlie was showing Jack that his was bigger.
Yeah. What can I say? You can tell by the way he walks, he's got a big one on him. we got Lewis Wilkinson. I'm liking your retro gated top. Yes, it's the old Toffs one. I don't know if they still do it on the Toffs website. But it's probably not the best choice to wear because I'm red hot and it's thick cotton. So, yeah, you might see it getting darker under the armpits later on. So send in those messages. We've got a couple of adverts. I've made a good one that Mickey's seen a preview of. So I'll be playing that.
It was a good one.
It's a good one. Danny Greenfield, watch out. That's all I'm saying. But we'll play a quick message from our sponsors, and we'll be back with you in a second. Well, that was a miss from our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions. We do need to make a new advert for them to showcase more of their talents of what they can do. But before we go any further forward, we've got a new captain. Yes, Greg Ollie has been named captain. I did make that video over 2 weeks ago at the Hebburn game because I heard it then. And I've been sitting on that video to put it out for a while. But a massive congratulations to Greg. We know he loves the club. When he come on the podcast the other week, he had the shirt he made his debut in. You know, you can tell he loves it here. And now he's captain. And, you know, hopefully he can help bring on the young lads, you know, to progress into the side as well.
Definitely, yeah. He doesn't seem like the shouting screamer on the field, and he even admitted he's a moaner. Mm-hmm. Let's hope he just leads by example. It was for me. There was only probably three people in line for that. Was Nicker, Tinks, and Greg for me.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the candidate. Yeah, well, as I say, Greg did do an interview with Gated FC TV, and this is what he had to say on there. So do follow the YouTube channel of Gated FC, and you'll get content like this as soon as it comes out.
Greg, of course, now officially named captain for the upcoming season. First off, just how are you feeling?
Yeah, it's a big honour. I've been here this coming up to fourth year, so... it will be a great privilege to walk out in front of the lads. I've done it a couple of times already, just on the off chance. Then that was a good feeling as well. So it'll be nice to actually wear the armband week in, week out.
And do you feel like your sort of role around the club as a player in the squad and everything will change much with the added role of captaincy added on top of that?
It probably will be a little bit. I'll probably be the bridge between players and the coaching staff, like Mike and Busted. They want me to have a bit more responsibility and a bit more leadership, whether that's with my voice on the pitch and just helping the younger lads when they come train with us. So as far as on the pitch, it doesn't change much. I think we've got a good group of lads that will work hard and do the job, so I think I'll have a pretty easy job.
You mentioned there a few of the younger lads obviously being involved. There's been a number of academy lads in pre-season and in training, and even just within the first team squad. It's quite a young squad this year, so you're one of the more experienced players in terms of appearances and games at this level. Do you feel like you've got that experience behind you now that you feel suited to sort of guiding those younger players and helping them along with any advice if they need that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, with the friendlies we've had minutes available for the younger lads to come in, 45 minutes, and some of them have done really, really well. They've fit in as if they'd been training here for a few years. So it's been good for them, and it's been good for us trying to help them as well. It's a bit different. I mean, we've had the likes of Forbesy and Tom White and stuff come through where they didn't need any guidance because they were already very good players. But with the academy set up now, how it is, we've got people like lads coming through and they're training with us all the time, so it's only going to be beneficial for both of us.
Yeah, of course, you've had a few games in pre-season so far, albeit just away from home, kind of locally, but good form in those. Nonetheless, how do you feel those have gone, looking back on them?
Yeah, I thought they've been pretty productive. Obviously, lads have got all the minutes that they need in the legs up to now. They'll probably start ramping things up in the next couple of games before the start of the season. But we've been winning the games, so it's positive. In every game we go into, we want to win the game. It's just a habit, and a good habit to get into. But yeah, it'd be nice to get back on the gist for a game. I think we've missed it a lot, but no, we're excited for the next couple of weeks and then obviously the start of the season.
You mentioned coming back here to the International Stadium, of course, a friendly this Saturday against Hartlepool is currently set to be the time when you're going to come back here in front of fans as well. How much are you and the rest of the players as a squad just looking forward to getting back playing in front of fans after, you know, 18 months playing in front of an empty ground, basically?
Yeah, it's just been such a strange year and a half for everyone, especially the fans. Having to watch it on screens in their own house, it's completely different to being the real thing here. And just for us as well, being on the pitch, obviously the support that we've had at the away games just in pre-season, it's been a massive help, and I'm sure they'll be looking forward to getting back actually to the GIS and cheering the lads on.
And it's just under a month now until the league season does start. Obviously the fixtures came out not too long ago as well, so away on the first day of the season. But for you and the rest of the lads, how are you just kind of looking forward to the season and getting going as things stand?
Yeah, we've been in a few weeks now, and everyone's just raring to go, especially with the season ending so early last year. It's been a bit of a long wait, but everyone's chomping at the bit to get back and hopefully start with a few wins.
Well, Greg Ollie there, the new Gator captain, and say really happy that he's got the captain's armband for the coming season.
Yeah, definitely. Big season for Greg, to be fair.
It certainly is, and
it's been stop start for, like you said, 18 months, and if we have any aspirations of being up there, the likes of Greg's, Tinks, Adam Campbell, they've got to step up this year.
Certainly have. Well, after the Ashington game, during the Ashington game, all those players you just mentioned looked in good form. Came with us, but evening both. Hope you're fitting well. Well, not exactly fit. I've got some pods around the middle area. Mason Ford, I've seen a certain Lewis Story at the Newcastle United training ground yesterday on a jog. So, good to know he's keeping fit. Charles Woff, now. That's on the length of his lens. We've got from Mickey Howe, and as I say, we did tease before that we have made Mickey had nothing to do with this, just in case there's any trouble. There'll not be any trouble, but this is a new advert for subscribing to the show. This is Danny Greenfield. He doesn't know he's being watched at the moment, but we know he's subscribing to the He Down We podcast. He's also following us on Twitter and Facebook, and you can do the same. But Danny, the camera is always watching.
Oh, that's a lovely picture of Danny Greenfield I've just took. What's that? Danny, man, keep your legs together. Oh, no, I can't use this.
That's right, Danny. Keep them clever. Keep them together. Yes, Danny Greenfield, keep them together. Hopefully he doesn't beat us up when I see him. So yeah, there's another
not Danny Greenfield you're going to be bothered with me, mate.
Oh, I know. Subscribe, that is what we have to do. Remember, keep sending those messages as well. Like us and share us on Facebook and Twitter and help as many people as we can. Get to say this last week, we had close to 500 views across all three platforms, plus listens as well. I'll have a quick look to see how many audio listens we had. So probably did push it over 500. So a big thank you to everyone that has been, you know, sharing the show. And, you know, if you're not watching it live, catching up later on, yep, there's nearly 30 on the old platform of audio listeners. So, yeah, and as I say, it's nice that people are getting involved. And as I say, abundance of messages are coming in on every show, so it is really, really good. If you see at the bottom there, just going along, tickets are now going to be on sale at the box office. So if you go on Gated Social Media and website, there'll be dates and times. I don't believe it's on a match day though, so it'll be a couple of days before. So if you can get down to Gated International Stadium, if you're having trouble getting tickets online or you're not tech savvy, get yourself down there. Or if you know someone that isn't tech savvy and they want to get the tickets, same. Have a little check on social media and go down when you can buy a ticket. As I say, obviously I was doing the commentary on Tuesday. There's lots of things in place at Gated International Stadium. Either side of the stand, there's the portaloos in place. There'll be a different procedure for entering the stadium as well. I think you'll enter from the north end, and then the stand will fill up along each section, I believe. So it'll be safe, and hopefully we can get a good crowd there and everyone can enjoy a game of football against Hartlepool on Saturday.
Hopefully. Let's hope so.
Yeah, definitely.
You tend to get excited with pre-season the way it's went so far.
I know. It's them three games. I mean, obviously the Blackburn Rovers won. Then there was a quickly arranged Scarborough game, and then unfortunately they fell to a COVID case. And the team had to go into isolation. And then, you know, wouldn't you know it, Hull, you know, their under-23s were ravaged by players in isolation, couldn't get a team out, which is just typical, isn't it? Obviously, it's a time we live in at the moment. We always hoped that when we did the podcast at the time, the C-word would be behind us, but it's still hovering around, and hopefully, you know, I don't know if a law change is the best or rule change on isolation and things, but you know, it's going to hamper football if it continues like this. We could have I'm not going to say decimated football fixtures, but there's going to be a backlog for certain teams. You know, there's no one.
Off. For God knows how long now.
It certainly is. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, I'm going to put it to be honest.
I know. But as I say, we're not politicians. We're not going to go through that. Mike Williamson had an interview up today. He's talking about the fans coming back to the game and the Ashton game, and also about the Hartlepool game. This was from Gated FC TV, again on YouTube. Remember to like and subscribe. When we come back, we'll have Connor Panny hopefully join us, and we'll be able to speak to the young lad who's just turned a professional.
Mike, another pre-season game under the belt, of course, on Tuesday, short notice here against Ashton. How did you think the lads fared overall?
Performance was top class, to be honest, against a good Ashington team. It showed in the first 25 minutes. They played very good football, try and play the right way. They dominated a large part of the possession. But yeah, I felt as though once we got a grip of the game, obviously first couple of goals were set pieces. It built that platform and foundation for us to go forward. But yeah, individually and a group, yeah, I was really pleased to see a lot of the patterns and concepts that we've been working on play out. And then ultimately, yeah, to score the amount we did was great for the lads.
And of course, on Saturday, hopefully should have fans back here in the stadium and against a tough opposition in a League Two side now in Hartlepool. Of course, a team you played in pre-season last year as well. So how tough a game is that one going to be for you?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, like you say, it poses its own questions, because last season we played in pre-season and they were very strong physical. And then obviously off the back of that, had a fantastic season. They've stepped up a level, which is good to see for the local area. But yeah, for us, it's all about our process and making sure that we carry on everything we've been doing in the previous games and build on that regardless of the standard of opponent. We've got a way of playing, a process that we want to just keep improving every single day, say, finding a way to win regardless. But I'm looking forward to it, because it'll be a good test, it'll be a different test for us.
There's been a number of academy lads and young players, of course, involved throughout the course of pre-season. A couple of them getting themselves on the score sheet on Tuesday as well. Now you're sort of entering into the games, obviously against Hartlepool and then Newcastle 11 and then South Shields. A few tougher opposition. Is it still the plan that you're going to have a few academy lads shuffled in around the pack, or are you kind of trying to nail down sort of your strongest 11 at this point now?
Yeah, of course. We're always trying to nail down our strongest 11. I think it's going to prove difficult with the squad we've got. We've got a very small squad, which means we're going to have the lads in and around. But when they've come in, they've been fantastic. They really have hit the ground running, and there's a lot of potential. So not only are they coming along because of our relationship, with the college and the academy, but because they're good enough, and I'm really pleased to and eager to develop them and to expose them as much as they can, whilst we can, because say they've come in and they've added. I mean, sometimes it is difficult for young lads coming into this environment, especially our intensity we play at. But yeah, they've really really excelled. So I'm pleased, especially like Eddie, scoring 3-3 in pre-season. He's been a handful in training, consistently scoring, and Kyle coming in playing like utility player really, but they've all been brilliant, every single one of them, which I'm pleased.
In terms of the team, of course, a couple of lads came off against Ashton on Tuesday, a couple of sort of not been involved in the last couple of games through like minor problems, but how's everyone shaping up fitness and injury wise at the weekend?
Yeah, Nicker picked up a bit of a plantar fasciitis problem. If you ask the physio, he might be missing the weekend and possibly a bit of next week if you ask him, he's fit. So we'll see how that one plays out. Yeah, Bolts is back in training now. He picked up a little niggle. Keds was all right. He was back training. Jack, we've had some good news with Jack. We thought he might need an operation, but he just needs it strapped up now. And say within 5 to 7 days, he'll be back with us. So he's training with us, but non-contact. So yeah, like I say, Guff, he's getting back to fitness. Just had a slight issue with his knee, but he's working hard every day. So lads are in good shape.
And a final word, of course, on supporters being back here on Saturday. Busted said on Tuesday that he was going to take a bit of a moment when he comes out to just survey the scene almost and have a look around just to appreciate everyone being back in. But obviously after the last sort of year and a half of no one being here, how much are you personally just looking forward to coming out and seeing fans in the stands again?
Yeah, similar to what Busty's saying, that it's going to be an experience that we've all been waiting for a long time, and we're going to relish. Obviously, we've got a job to do when the whistle goes, but to have them back, it's what it's about. It's what the sport's about. They are the lifeblood of the football club, and we are driven by them. So, not only our board are made up of them, but that's the fans are, say the foundation. So everything we do out there is predominantly to put on a show. Find a way to win ultimately, but it'll be a really good occasion. Very looking forward to it.
Well, there you go. Mike Williamson, really looking forward to the fans coming back, and a nice insight into about how he's going to get the players, younger players, into the squad and as much as he can and when he can. Just when we were, as I played that video, I got a notification about obviously we're talking about the pandemic, and the isolation things. The government have climbed down on the pingdemic, about everyone isolating. There's going to be 16 sectors from transport to police to food suppliers where double vaccinated key workers won't have to isolate. Now, you would hope if figures do go down that they might change that for sport as well, because obviously it's a business. Look, we've seen football clubs, couple sadly a lower level go to the wall, but you would hope that common sense would, if when everyone's the majority of the nation already has got the vaccinations, but you would hope that it would, common sense would prevail, and hopefully we'll get a full football season ahead of us.
So, you're asking a strong thing there, the government and common sense.
I know. But on that note, we are about to be joined by one of the new players that's just signed a professional contract. We'll bring him in now. It's Connor Panny. Hello there. How are you doing?
You're right.
Yeah, fantastic. As I say, we spoke to a few lads that have just signed their first professional contract, and the obvious question is asked, how did you feel when you found out that opportunity was going to come your way?
Over the moon. If there's, a couple of ways I can put it, over the moon. Especially for my age, it's something that all lads look up to, And especially being the youngest one there, it's like, now I need to prove my point. You know, it's like, oh, the feelings is just, you know.
As I say, I mean,
everyone's in for the cup, honey, honest, I am. I'm so jealous.
I think you hit one radar when you played against Heaven.
You
had a performance there. And then obviously since then, you've signed your contract. But Tuesday night against Ashton, you managed to bag yourself a couple of goals. But you seem to really be enjoying yourself out there on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely. Especially that Tuesday game. They had a good squad. But obviously we, you know, outplayed them as well as every other game we've played. And obviously managed to get them two goals. Mm-hmm. Even for me, meant everything, you know. Even it being pre-season, whatnot, it's like a goal for me, especially for the first team, is, you know, it's extremely, extremely an achievement for me.
It certainly is.
It's the first of many, man, give our.
Yeah.
It's our year, friendly. It's when you get your hat-trick on the first day of the season, that's when we're buzzing.
When you score against one against five, that's when you get hero status instantly. But I mean,
you hit the winner against Blythe. God knows what will happen. Even folks be asking him to marry him.
Yeah. I'll consider a divorce and ask him. you mentioned you're only 17, but you must have went to sleep in a grow bag because you were one of the tallest players on the pitch. You must be excited about your own development because obviously you're only 17, you're playing with some experienced men, playing against, you know, wily professionals, and you're holding your own. But what do you see in your own game that you have to work on?
Personally, obviously looking at the lads, the way fitter, you know, they've been playing, training every single day, you know, for years now. But for me personally, it's fitness. Obviously, that's something I can 100% work on, you know. But everything else for me personally is something I need to improve on. You know, there's always areas for improvement. There's always areas to, you know, make yourself better, get yourself up there, get yourself in the squad, and, you know, that's what I'm going to aim to do. Yeah.
Listen and learn. Definitely. You've got the talent. Yeah. If you listen and learn, you'll get a long way, sunshine. I'm telling you.
Kane Weirs has put, what a top the young man Panny is. Keep up the good work from all at the academy. So thank you, Kane, for your message. And we've got one from Lewis Wilkinson. He's put, congratulations on signing your first professional, on becoming a professional. You're signing your contract and becoming professional. Who has the best banter in the first team?
All the lads together, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of single them out. The crap between them is, you know, it's great. Mm. It's good to be around. Really, really good to be around.
Does Dan Ward go around showing montages of himself working out?
He hasn't shown it yet, but not yet.
And that's all he's got.
He's got spelks in his arse. He's sitting on the bench.
And congrats on your contract there. Hope you make a break next season. I think everyone's excited about yourself and the rest of the lads that's come through from the academy. It must be, I mean, without putting any pressure on yous, it's a bit of a golden generation that's come through with potential. You know, like, we don't want to heap too much praise on you yet. It's a long way to go. But for that amount of players to come through and get their chance, it's quite phenomenal, really.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll see a few more come through as well, following your footsteps. But you must be, I'd say, immensely proud that obviously you've seen the players in front of you that have come through, like obviously Elliot Forbes, and then players that have went on to higher levels, that now you're kind of going to be like a poster boy for the academy and the club to show that this route is possible.
Yeah. To be fair, it's always something that I've aimed for. You know, stepping foot into the college to start off with, that was my first aim. You know, be up there, show the lads what you can do, show the coaches, you know, everyone what you can do. Show the lads that you play with, you know, you need to show them what you can do. And then obviously, if you work hard enough, you know, it pays off 100%. Yeah.
I had a message off Kane Weirs earlier on. He said that you still got to do your college work, though.
Oh, honestly, the college work is... Yeah, that's Kane for you, isn't it?
It is. You've got to do it.
Got to do what you have to do, yeah.
That was the play where you said time to get stuffed.
Listen, Panny needs to become the next John Mellish. No, Panny needs to become Panny. It's one thing. I've been asked to ask a question. Are you in relation to the Pannies that own the restaurant in town?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. You see, my neighbour said, because he watched the commentary and he goes, I'm sure.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, my daughter and wife love there. So, yeah, free meals. Not a joke.
Yeah.
I'm out for that. That's what we're going on, really.
But obviously, if someone hasn't seen you play, what's your preferred position to be in? Is it more of attacking role in midfield, or do you like to sit deep?
More attacking, I would say. I've always grown up to be more attacking player. But you know, I'm happy to play anywhere, but preferably attacking. Yeah.
Yeah, well, as I say, it's you know, obviously seen your finishes that you took, especially the second one was very calm and collected. You're very happy with that. But I was
saying, yeah, of course I did. Yeah.
Oh man, but, hey, that did you mean it? Of course he meant it. Was a touch.
I know, man.
Go on, Mickey. I'll let you ask the next question.
Is it true you're just playing? Is it Beamish boys were playing for?
I was, wow. Yeah. I've been at Gateshead two, 3 years. I was at Gateshead, then I just recently joined Beamish. I joined Beamish coming out of an injury that I had playing for Gateshead, actually. And that was just to build up my fitness, build up my, you know, back to how I used to be, you know. And then, yeah, I had a season there, but with COVID, the amount of games that had been cancelled weren't, you know, wasn't the best time, but it was just to get minutes into the legs. So,
so's Dave.
No, you go.
I spoke to Panty. Was it your mum and dad who you were with after the Hibbon game?
Yeah.
Says, if you want an agent for Mars Bars and cans of Coke, is that offer still stand?
Still stands, yeah.
And when the kind of work of why your weight's gone enough.
What's the main difference now training with the first team from obviously when you've been the academy and other football clubs? What's been the biggest eye opener for yourself?
I would say the tempo they go at, you know, everything's 100%, everything's spot on. You know, as soon as you go up there, I'm like focused. I have to be, you know, 100% in this. I need to put 100% of my ability into this. Because that's what the lads give, you know, that's what the coaches give as well, setting up this, you know. But the experience it's amazing. It's honestly amazing, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Are you enjoying the training as well?
Sorry?
Are you enjoying the training as well?
Yeah, loving it. You know, I wake up, enjoy, like I know when I'm going to the football is, you know, it's something I look forward to every single morning. Being able to wake up, you know, stick your morning, you know, play football with the lads and then
then going home and have a lie down.
Yeah.
Ah, where's BC?
We're about 42 hours away from fans being allowed back to the stadium. Mr. Luke's just sent that there. Of course, you've played in front of fans in a couple of the pre-season games, but are you looking forward to being fans at an actual home game at Gateshead International Stadium?
Yeah, I'm more than looking forward to it.
Yeah. And
obviously, for them two goals, it would have been 100 times better with the fans.
I certainly would. It's been a sterile experience not having fans in the ground for, you know, obviously for people like yourself. You know, you're making your strides, and it would be nice to be doing that in front of fans. But hopefully on Saturday, I'm sure you'll get a good reception, as all the lads will. But it'll be, I think it'll be a nice experience regardless of what the result is. I just think everyone wants to be back and enjoying football.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. No, wait. Mickey, have you got any more questions? Because I'll let young Connor go, because I'm sure he's got some more important things to do than speaking with school.
Well, at the age of 17, I think he should be nearly in bed, do you not? His mother should be doing his hot water bottle by now. Go.
Can I get Mike Williams on after 9 o'clock, because he's in bed? Oh, there you go.
That's what I was going to ask. What it must be like for a young 17-year-old lad to be on a pitch with someone like Mike Williamson. That must be bizarre.
It's honestly the amount of mates I've had that's asked us, you know, what's it like, you know, yeah, same question, what's it like, how is it, you know, and for me it's like a dream come true to come on a, you know, step on a football pitch with
someone like him.
Mike, you know, it's just something everyone looks forward to, you know, yeah. And lucky enough, I've been the chosen one to step next to him. Yeah.
I mean, how did you find the Billingham game? Because that was brutal in the second half.
Oh, honestly, I say luckily, but, you know, I would have happily played another half, you know. But the tackles went in, especially second half, were awful, you know. You know, all due respect to the team, they were, you know, a solid squad, but...
Full-blooded.
Especially for cold-blooded, completely. Especially for pre-season game.
Cold-blooded, you was right, you know, now, Lely.
Yeah, it was. Got the right words.
Well, I'll say, we'll let you go, Connor. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having us.
You're living the dream that me and Mickey never got to have. You're a professional footballer and savour every moment of it. I'm sure it'll last a full career.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thank you very much.
You know what makes it worse before you go, Pony? I'm old enough to be your dad.
On that note, we'll let go, but as long as he sets up the free tab podcast at the restaurant, we'll be good. Right.
See you. Take care and good luck for the
thank
season.
Thank you very much. Take care.
There we go. Lovely lad, Connor, there. And you can just see by his face, he's absolutely buzzing. And I'm very well, very jealous of the young man and Mark Spencer's, but well done, Connor. As I say, like all the young lads that we've had on, like Ryan Bolton and, you know, Adam Cameron and Nelson, you know, these lads, they're living the dream. And as I spoke to Jack Hunter during the commentary, he said there's nowhere in the Northeast like it at the moment where there's a path into full-time football, where, you know, it's a massive springboard, really, isn't it? You know, the amount of players I get noticed at Gateshead that have went up, whether they come here on loan and launch springboard their career, you know, like Adam Campbell did a few years ago, got him into the Football League after leaving Newcastle, and, you know, Marcus Madison, the list goes on. There's so many players that have done it. So, you know, hopefully Connor can grasp it with the other lads and run with it. And if they prosper for Gateshead, it's better for Gateshead, and hopefully their career will prosper as well. And yeah, everyone wins. Everyone wins.
There's some corners early.
Yeah, and another big mention as well, because a couple of games that I was at when I was recording, I couldn't really get to watch the game properly because obviously I was just getting footage and things and for putting on here. But with obviously covering the game and watching the game fully on the pitch, but Lewis Story, wow. I'll hold my hands up. I was a little bit dubious when he signed. I didn't know he's a good player at the level he was at, but he's come in and wow. Heard him on the touchline when he hasn't been on, and he's coaching, and heard, you know, in the warm up, I've heard coaching in the past and stuff, but you know, he seems to be what a footballing brain, and he's shown that on and off the pitch, so it looks like a marriage made in heaven so far. So that's, you know, just a big shout out to Lewis Story, because he looked really good.
He's been outstanding. Another lad that's been outstanding as well is Eddie Thomas.
Yeah.
Well, in young Kyle. Them two have been really good on top of the other ones. I'm sorry for cutting in again, dear.
No, it's all right. I forgot to mention Eddie Thomas. It was another one I want to talk about. He'd come on, scored his goal, and, you know, just fantastic. His goal, he got in front of the right side of the defender. It was a good cross in, but it wasn't an easy finish. And he poked it home, and he's starting to... you can see him getting better and better by the game. And
goal at Dunstan.
Yeah, could that be another player to be added to the first team squad under a professional contract? Who knows? But Mick Scully's put these levels could provide financial security to the club going forward. Of course, hopefully we can prosper with them in the team. And if they catch the eye of bigger clubs and a big transfer fee comes in where it works out for everybody, then yes, you've got to look at clubs like, Crewe was like the famous one, wasn't it, for a long time. Produced a lot of players that went on to a higher level. Local lads as well. I think Danny Murphy was one of the big ones, wasn't he? There's a number of them that didn't go at the top level.
Savage was there as well.
They've scattered players all across the Football League, and, you know, it's helped sustain them for many a year. So hopefully, you know, it can be a similar thing for us, and, you know, hopefully we can get higher up the leagues as well with these players. But
Davey, for what they're doing in the academy, absolutely fantastic. And the talent that's coming through, if they listen and learn, they'll go for. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and as I say, they all seem to have the right mentality. They all know the hard work starts here. And Mr. Lukes, but these lads could get us in the National League. Who knows? They certainly could. They might be bit part players this season, but next season they might be key players, or who knows? They might grind themselves into the side this year and establish themselves as players that cannot be dropped. This is what you hope for and hope it can happen. But right, we want all of you to send in your messages. We've been getting loads in so far. We've got one here from Mason Ford. What's happening with season tickets? Just with my Newcastle season ticket on the way, you usually get my gated one as well. I believe they are waiting for I had a conversation with Bernard. They want to find out what rules is going to be in place with the council before they give out season tickets and people are like cemented to one seat. They want to see if things can be changed, or so they don't want to put them out yet until everything's, you know, set in cement and it's going to be, you know, they know which way it's going to go. Well, rather than give you a ticket, then all of a sudden people can move, but you can't, you know, so we'll, yeah. I think that's the top and bottom of it, but I would imagine things are coming soon. Next week, we are going to hopefully have James Rushmore talking to us, because if you've been following Gated on social media and on the website, you'll see the amount of partnerships that have been coming through, and there's more to come as well. So hopefully we'll get James on next week to talk about the work he's been doing at the club, because, I mean, obviously there's the She Kicks, there's the new, I forgot the name of the hydration company, the drinks company that's in sponsorship with the club. Dickinson's are providing match day food. I believe there's some other things in the pipeline that are very close to be getting over the line. And, hopefully it should be very, very exciting. And I don't think we've seen this type of movement off the pitch on a commercial side. Not in my memory, to be honest. So I want to give him a big shout out, and also to the companies that are getting involved with the club, because it's their help and backing that will help the club move forward. And they are going to become part of the Gated family, like Gated Central Taxis, JCS Hire, Carter, Express Haulage. There's so many, the Kobe, the hairdressers, there's so many, and we'll go through them next week as well. We're putting all their logos up on screen as well while we're talking about them, because, as I say, we support the club, but we've got to support the people that help support the club by sponsorship and things like that. So we'll be doing that. Right, I want to play out another video here. This is how you subscribe to the podcast, and also we'll put out a little message to our sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Remember to like and subscribe and share the show.
Well, the show has flew by tonight. As see, if you have just joined us, see, you can go back and watch from the beginning. We've had Conor Panny on. We've been talking about all sorts, but say this Saturday we've got Hartlepool United coming to the Gateshead International Stadium. Fans are returning. And say we did have the unfortunate event of games being cancelled, but this looks like it'll be definitely going ahead. So if you want to get your tickets, you can do that and check out social media for when tickets are available at the box office at the stadium beforehand. So if you want to get down and get involved and watch the game and cheer the lads on, you can do. And we're hoping to be doing some commentary as well. We need to do a test because we're going to be doing it a different way. It'll be like this, but with no camera. It'll just be an image up and people can interact. So, you know, it's for the people that are isolating and can't get to the game or if you live abroad. So like the chairman. So hopefully he'll be able to listen in. So we'll, endeavour to make that experience better. And that'll be across all three platforms as well. Twitter, YouTube and Facebook. Hopefully we'll get some good numbers for people that are unable to get to the game or isolating. Let's say it's not the best of times for that. We have got the highlights from the game to play out. We'll play them at the end because they say they're about 8 minutes long because there's that many goals. So we'll finish the show with that in about 5 minutes because they say they're about 8 minutes long. But if anyone wants to send a message in now, they can do. We'd like to hear from you. And let's say David Tron has put one here. When will home league games, individual match tickets be available to book online? I don't know. As I say, I'd imagine that type of news will be coming out in the coming weeks. I just replied to your stream on Twitter, something you guys to have a look at. Well, one second, I'll have a look on my phone, but we'll see what that is. I hope it isn't filth. Let's have a look.
Mr. Luke doesn't do filth.
No, he doesn't. Can rate this on a scale of 1 to 10, please. This is on the stream made by me. One second, there's a picture. I'll see if I can get this picture and get it on the screen. One second. Like that, and then this makes good viewing. I'll get this up like that, and then I will go back into the thing. So if anyone can enjoy me bald spot there, just don't laugh too much. And
here when you eat.
There we go. Nope, that's not the right bit. There, has that come up?
Yeah, it's come up. I can see what it
is. Yeah, well, it's his banner he's made there. Is Gateshead fans ready to cheer on the Heed? Hashtag return of the Heed, hashtag Gateshead, hashtag Heed Army. Oh, it's a lovely effort there. Well done, Mr. Luke. That's it. Yeah, it certainly is. We'll remove that and there we go. We're back. So well done, Mr. Luke. Nice bit of artwork there. Well, let's see, Mickey, this has flew by. It's been lovely to speak with Conor Panny and see, looking forward to the game on Saturday. What I was going to say is about that is, obviously Hartlepool, they've lost a number of their key players. Obviously, the likes of Armstrong, Oates leaving, the goal scorers, the goalkeeper as well has went off to a higher league, Leicester. And they got beat 1-0 off Spennymoor. So you'd think this is going to be it's going to be a competitive game anyway, but you'd think that, unless they assign anyone before that, it should be a very, well, definitely a game that's,
Should be a cracking game.
A really good test.
Yeah, it'll be a test for them. As regards getting rid of Spennymoor, they're my dark horses for the league, to be honest, Davey.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we'll talk about it more in depth before the season starts. It's going to be a more... It's going to be a very competitive league this year. It's going to be very tight up the top. I can't see anyone running away with it early on. It's going to be, I think there'll be some surprise results right across the league. I think till about 20 games in, I don't think we're going to get a clear picture of this league season, but who knows? Well,
if we went 20 on the spin, we might.
Yeah, well, that'd be good, wouldn't it? You never know. Conor Panny with 14 goals in the first 20 games. That's what I'm predicting.
Knee pressure.
All back heels. So on that one. Right, well, on that note, we're going to play with the highlights from the game on Tuesday night. Remember, do share the podcast, do share the show. We'll be back next Thursday night, and hopefully we'll be talking about a win against Hartlepool and South Shields, or if not, a good showing and get through with no injuries and get some more minutes in the under the belt, and that's what we need. It certainly is. Reading between the lines, so you expect that we're going to start seeing more and more stronger start and lineup in these next few friendlies before the league campaign starts. So we might start to get an idea of how Gator are going to line up this season, what is going to be the strongest selection. We might get it.
Dave.
Yep.
How sharp was Kedwin though?
Oh yeah. Well, all three of the strikers. Macaulay Langstaff, there was times in the second half where his pace was just frightening for the Asherton defence. I mean, obviously, let's give Asherton the credit. Yes, they're from a lower level, but you can only play what's in front of you, and he looked terrifying. I thought Campbell looked best in goal of what we've seen. So in front of goal, what we've seen, and Kedwin was just, he seems to have, he's an all-rounder up there, isn't he? He's got the strength, he's got the height, he's got the pace, and I'm excited to see what all three can do this season.
I was very impressed with Kedwin on Tuesday.
Well, not just that, the delivery of the balls as well. The Ollie's in there, Dan Ward, the amount of crosses, set piece goals that were scored. It was nice to see there's some progression on that front.
Dave, I actually seen a cross go into the back post and someone come in at the back post and headed into the net.
Oh, well, a Campbell volley, though. Oh, that was a lovely one. That was, yeah.
It's amazing seeing people coming in at the back post. I don't know how long I've shouted for it.
Yeah, well, Mr. Luke is saying that the tight race between York and Fylde or Chorley. Yeah, I forgot about Chorley. There's another team that benefit from the FA Cup next year. Yeah, so, well, we'll just have to see what that is. Right, we're going to leave it there, and we're going to leave you with the highlights from the game on Tuesday. We hope that everyone is safe and well and gets to the game on. We've got one last message here. Gordon, see you on the 21st. Can't make any preseason games, unfortunately. Well, you'll be able to enjoy the game more when you get there. Gordon for the first game, his first home game of the season. But yeah, as I say, we hope everyone gets to the game on Saturday. Hope you enjoy it. And so it's been a long time coming, but fans are going to be back at football. And Mickey, thank you as ever. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Take care, everyone.
I know Kedwin Scott has opened his account already in pre-season. Adam Campbell yet to notch one yet, but I'm sure he'll be raring to do so. Ball comes in, and oh, lovely finish there by Elliot Forbes. Cool as you like. Well, not a bad way to open the scoring, is it?
No, what a goal.
I see, he just opened up his... another nice interception there. Now Kedwin on the edge of the box, because Vat McCoy Langstaff and just didn't get the connection he wanted with that one there. Opened up his body, but the back. Trailers there have a nice bit of vision to pick out Campbell, who puts the ball out to Ollie now. Can he beat his man? He cuts in. Nice cross in there. Oh! And, well, let's see. An extra inch on them studs, and there was any contact, that would have been in the back of the net, but that was a lovely ball in there. But danger's not over yet for Asherton's balls. Pulled back to Campbell, and lovely save there from the keeper. Puts it out for a corner. He's had a bit of practice so far with these corners in the first half as this one comes in, and there you go, 2-0. And Macaulay Langstaff, I think, got the final touch there.
Another great ball.
Yeah, it was a lovely... It just dipped at the right time there as well,
yeah,
didn't
it's
it?
It's just time for someone to attack it, isn't it?
Asherton looking to build down the left-hand side there. Number five, twisting and turning. Good pressure from Campbell. And now Kedwin can try and chase this one down and foul. And is that a... Which way is that going to go? Yes, it's...
Might see that, yeah.
Ollie now whips it round and the keeper does well to fist it away. And Asherton can clear the ball. Gets the defence has still got to stay switched on here, because we've seen what number 11 and number 10 can do when they get a bit of space on the ball.
Yeah, I think they're a threat, aren't they?
This one comes into Ollie. Dive and header. Lovely save there by the keeper down to his left-hand side. Just brushed it away, but...
Another good ball, wasn't it, from Tinks?
Oh, Tinkler goes for glory himself there, and why not? But played inside to Panny. Panny looks up. He's got Robbie Tinkler in acres of space. Who uses him? We know he can put a cross in. Goes deep and, well, on the volley there, and Campbell just slots it into the back of the net, as calm as you like. And that's 3-0, and what a finish that was.
Great finish from another cross as well.
Yeah, that was a lovely cross from Robbie Tinkler, but as I say, Adam Campbell just standing there, composed, and just swung a leg at it. Lovely volley into the back of the net. Well, number 18 enters the fray here. He gets a touch straight away. Kedwin, who's just... the referee says play on. Campbell's just adjusted his run there, but Macaulay Langstaff, he's really went through the gears, and there is a fantastic save. I thought Macaulay Langstaff there was just going to see what he was. Well, Macaulay Langstaff now trying to turn the gears again as he crosses the ball into the box, and it's going to fall to Robbie Tinkler. Can he lay the ball off? He can, and Panny, lovely save again from the Asherton goalkeeper. Panny brings the ball down. Is it off to Robbie Tinkler? Gives it inside. Now Kedwin goes for the shot and saved down to the right hand side there, left hand side even, of the goalkeeper. Now Panny, if he looks up, gets Robbie Tinkler involved. Nice little ball through to Kedwin. Is it off to Ollie, back to Robbie Tinkler here. It's a nice one towards the far post, and then, oh, lovely header there from Macaulay Langstaff. At first I thought he might have mistimed it, but slots it into the corner there from the other side, and that's 4-0 to Gateshead.
Four crosses as well, isn't it? That was another one.
Yeah, it's
took it well though, Mark.
Certainly did. Well, number three slips there, and the ball goes, oh, Kedwin, lovely little, I think you got a little flick there to Campbell, and Campbell gets his shot off. It's 5-0, and there we go, and that, see, Gateshead capitalised from the slip down here on the near touchline, and 5-0, Adam Campbell gets his second goal of the game, and it's starting to become a little bit of a rout now.
A good finish again though.
YouTube, Facebook and Twitter, we're live on all of those platforms. You'll be able to join us on Thursday night at 9 o'clock, as the ball comes across, and Panny, oh, another good save with the legs from the Asherton goalkeeper there, and he can hold his head up high today after this performance. There's not many times you can see you've let in five but had a good game.
No.
Well, ball comes in, and nearly another head going onto the corner of the ball there, as this one goes in. It's a lovely deft ball, and there you go, Connor Panny comes in and finishes it. 6-0.
What a ball from Wardy. Just asking to be finished, wasn't it?
It's lovely. Well, let's see, we just said before, it would have been nice to see Connor Panny get on the score sheet, and he obliges.
We got your wish.
Yeah, we got a wish there, and we've surpassed your prediction there, Jack. But
yeah, that's good.
It is.
Keep them coming.
Sure, Ben will be happy with that comment. Trailers plays it out to the far side. It's a nice touch by Dalmore. Puts it into the danger zone, and Eddie Thomas just sticks out a foot and makes it 7. And once again, that was a lovely ball into the box. Defenders kind of see.
No, you can't defend that, can you?
Says Eddie Thomas was on the right side of him. It's coming in at pace.
He took his finish well.
In comes yet another corner from the captain, Ollie. And, well, we've got another... Oh, cleared off the line. I thought Lewis Story was going to get in on the action there. Players, but now there's a few more getting into the action. As number 13 collects the ball. He's under pressure. And Gated win the ball back there. That's good. Closing down. Now to try and get the ball forward again. There's another shot from number 15, and that's 8-0. And that's a fantastic finish. I don't know exactly who that is. Do you know whose name it is?
No, I've never seen him.
Well, that was a lovely finish there. Fantastic and, goal. Yes, 8-0. And, well, get to continue the way they've played right throughout this game with a high tempo and keeping it going. And if you are a fan of 80s-style montages on Instagram, please do follow Dan Ward. There's some lovely workout videos. There's Panny gets the ball. Can he go for a shot himself? He can. 9-0. And, well, there's a nice finish there from the edge of the box. And the youngster gets his second of the night. And, well, as I say, pre-season, you like to see players get a, you know, bit of confidence scoring goals. Well, the referee blows his whistle there. And, well, 9-0. It's not a bad day at the office. And,